Another controversial word is on the lips of people on both sides of the Atlantic this week. The word is debt. In Europe, leaders are divided on exactly how to contain the debt crisis involving Greece and several other nations. And in Washington, President Obama and congressional Republicans continue their standoff over taxes and whether to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Moody's has warned that if the standoff continues much longer, it may downgrade the U.S. credit rating. Such a move could and often does rattle the markets. Just ask the Europeans. They've been feeling bruised by the ratings many European countries have been given recently. And there's talk of reform. American economist and journalist Megan Green watches the European economy closely. She joins me now from London. If I recall correctly, Megan, the credit ratings agencies took a hit themselves by failing to predict the economic downturn a couple of years ago. So why are they taken so seriously?
Yeah, it's a great question. They completely missed the ball on the global financial crisis and have been really behind the curve between 2007 and the beginning of 2010. They're taken somewhat seriously because they offer sort of a tangible sign of bad news for a lot of these countries when otherwise a lot of it is so intangible. So the impact on the markets in Europe, at least, has been quite dramatic when the credit ratings agencies have delivered downgrades.
Sounds like agencies like Moody's are trying to make up for past failings.
Yeah, that's right, to a certain degree, like I said, because they were so behind the ball for so long, and they came under very, very harsh criticism for it. Now they've been really proactive, and recently the downgrades of countries in the peripheral euro area countries has been, warranted, in my opinion. The timing has been really spurious. When Portugal was downgraded recently, the press release spoke all about Greece, and when Ireland was downgraded recently, it had a lot to do with things happening at the EU level. So I think, if anything, the recent downgrades really show how quickly and how severe contagion really is in the eurozone.
Yeah, there's been talk in Europe of setting up, a European ratings agency. Would that be a solution that would satisfy leaders? And how serious are they about a European ratings agency?
There's a lot of talk about it. I think, the logic underlying it is that the major ratings agencies are all American. They have vested interests because of their funding, and that's just in terms of ownership, but also in terms of their clients and the positions of their clients, the exposure of their clients. And so the argument is that if you set up a European ratings agency, it would have a different clientele and would have different vested interests. Or there's also been the idea mooted that a ratings agency should be set up that doesn't have any vested interests and that it should somehow be set in Europe. And in my opinion, it shouldn't really matter where it is set up if it's actually truly independent. But I think all of this talk about the rating agencies and all the criticism about recent downgrades is really kind of a version of shooting the messenger. Mm. The chief economist of Citibank, Willem Buiter, put it very well when he said, criticizing the ratings agencies is like throwing out a thermometer just because it says you have a fever. And I think there's some truth in that.
Right. How are Europeans reading the situation in Washington? Is there nervousness that any failure to reach a debt ceiling deal here in the U.S. would make problems in the eurozone pale by comparison?
There's some concern. I mean, the size of the U.S. economy is so massive compared with any of the European economies that really, if the U.S. were to default, it would certainly make the situations in Greece, Ireland, and Portugal in particular look a bit like child's play. That being said, I don't think that really it seems that the U.S. could possibly default, even if the parties don't come to agreement on August 2nd. There are ways to sort of use accounting tricks to avoid a default anyhow.
You've written, Megan, that the euro is dying a slow death. Do you think a new U.S. debt crisis could actually tip it over the cliff and cause its demise?
That's quite possible. I think so far the European and the U.S. debt crises have remained pretty distinct. But if the U.S. were to default, I mean, everything that's collateralized by the U.S. government or guaranteed by the U.S. government would take a hit. And I think that would cause a major global crisis. And so the fallout in Europe could possibly tip the scales, so that the eurozone actually starts to break up.
American economist and journalist Megan Green speaking with us from London. Thank you.
My pleasure.